From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council will hold urgent talks Thursday on the pro-government coalition assault on the Houthi rebel-controlled Red Sea Yemeni port city of Hodeidah, viewed as the largest battle in that three-year conflict. The deputy director of Yemen operations for the relief organization CARE, Jolien Veldwijk, is in Hodeidah and fears yet another unfolding humanitarian disaster.
The port of Hodeidah feeds two-thirds of Yemen. We have 29 million people in Yemen, of which 8 million are already at risk of famine. 8 million people, even before this morning, were already at risk of starvation. If the port is closed, even for a day, this means that these people will die.
Fighting appears to be centered around control of the airport. Four Emirati soldiers reportedly have been killed. A spokesman for the Saudi and United Arab Emirates-led coalition said the objectives are both the airport and seaport through which most relief aid flows. Ohio State University Mideast analyst Alam Payen said it appears that coalition forces want to avoid a costly street battle.
And I do not know that really they can avoid this mass casualties on both sides, because the Houthis are not going to give up easily.
UN envoy Martin Griffith said he remains in contact with both sides. Hodeidah is located about 150 kilometers southwest of the capital, Sana'a, which is in rebel hands for the past 4 years. The awarding of the 2026 World Cup to North America Wednesday was met with bitter disappointment in Morocco after its fifth bid to host the football competition fell short again. The joint sponsorship of Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. received 134 votes to Morocco's 65. 11 African nations voted for North America. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump, back from Tuesday's historic summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore Wednesday, said the world is safer as a result. He tweeted, "There is no longer a nuclear threat from the North." On Fox News, Mr. Trump was asked by reporter Brett Baer if he contemplates a drawdown of U.S. forces in South Korea.
No, it's not drawing down at all. In fact, honestly, it was never discussed. I'm sure he'd like that. It was never on the table. When I met him today, we have a very good relationship, I feel. I feel it's good. You know, we know when we have chemistry. You know it as well as anybody, and you understand what I mean. We have 32,000 soldiers in South Korea. I'd like to get them home. I would like to, but it is not on the table right now.
South Korea's Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-hwa Thursday said Singapore was the start of a process.
We shared our understanding that the June 12th summit is not the end, but a new beginning towards a denuclearized and peaceful Korean peninsula.
Kang and her Japanese counterpart Taro Kono expressed concern over President Trump's decision to halt joint U.S. military exercises during the disarmament process.
We understand that any pause in exercise is contingent upon DPRK action towards denuclearization.
Both diplomats held talks in Seoul with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who underscored the urgency of the North's disarmament, a process he hopes to achieve within the next 2.5 years. The UN General Assembly has condemned Israel for excessive use of force against Palestinian civilians and asked the UN Secretary General for a protection mechanism for occupied Palestinian territory.
The result of the vote is as follows. In favor, 120. Against, 8. Abstentions, 45. Draft resolution A/ES-10/L23 is adopted.
The U.S. vetoed a similar resolution in the Security Council. Dozens of Palestinians were killed in recent protests along the Gaza-Israel frontier. At least 13 died when a passenger boat celebrating Eid capsized off the Indonesian island of Sulawesi Wednesday. 24 rescued, but many are still listed as missing. Canada's Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland met with U.S. lawmakers Wednesday in the wake of trade tensions following imposition of U.S. tariffs over steel and aluminum.
The notion that Canadian steel and aluminum could pose a national security threat to the United States, I think Americans understand it's simply not the case.
Canada's also poised to introduce counter-tariffs July 1st. On Mars, a dust storm threatens one of the U.S. space agency's NASA's rovers. Opportunity, landed in 2004, has now become dormant and unresponsive. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.